Games Podcast.
Okay, everyone, welcome to the Snack Bar Games Podcast, special edition, pre-E3. We're going to be looking at the big three and then maybe some third-party stuff and just talking about what we think is going to happen. Well, it seems like the best way to start is to just go, you know, chronologically. So first, Microsoft. I'm a little worried about what it is they're going to do. You know, Sony is launching the NGP. Clearly they have that. Nintendo's got Project Cafe. They're going to say something about what is Microsoft going to do?
Well, they got, I mean, they have Gears of War 3. They have Forza 4. And that's it. We don't know anything about what they're going to be doing this year. And I'm hoping we see some game announcements at the very least. Probably a bigger focus, or maybe not bigger focus, but a large focus on Kinect, since that's still doing well. But, I mean, will we see any hardcore games for the Kinect, or is it still going to focus on that casual market still?
I think this is definitely going to be a big year for figuring out where Microsoft's going to go for the rest of this console generation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a couple more years left with the PS3 and the 360, and a year and a half left with the Wii, I guess.
Yeah.
And I think this year is really going to show what their focus is going to be for the next few years, whether they're going to double down on Kinect, just kind of go casual for the next couple of years, whether they're going to make the Kinect into some sort of hardcore device that could be interesting in some way. I know it just leaked out the box art for Ghost Recon Future Soldier on 360 is better with Kinect. And people are trying to figure out what that is. I don't think they're going to have actual Kinect functionality, but I wouldn't be surprised if it supported head tracking.
Yeah, something like that, or an easy way to command your troops, your squad mates, whatever, with the Kinect. I don't know. It's weird.
Well, Ubisoft has done that before with Endwar. They used the headset for giving orders to people.
That's true.
I can't imagine Microsoft announcing a new system this year. I think they're just going to sit it out. The problem is what they're going to do instead. If the new Halo is ready, then I think they'll be fine. I think they'll get through a year by saying, look at the new Halo. It's out in, you know, November, maybe, or maybe early next year. Out until next fall...
Well, here's the thing about Halo. Well, first of all, this is the 10 year anniversary of Halo. They have to do something. And of course, those rumors have been circulating about a remake of the first Halo with the Halo Reach engine, supposedly. So that seems like the most obvious choice for something Halo related this year. I don't think they're going to release a new Halo, like a brand new Halo this year, because I think when they pushed Gears of War 3 forward to the fall, I think that was their way of saying this is our big shooter for the fall. I don't think they can release both, you know.
Well, I'm not sure. I mean, they're still releasing that in September, and September is usually the slot you put the second largest thing, you know. You have, like, your late October, maybe early November release, and then you sit something back in September.
But September was always...
ODST, Reach, and Halo 3 all came out in September.
Yeah, I was going to say that Halo, you know, September is the big month for Microsoft's exclusive shooters, and then,
true.
And then they got Call of Duty in November. I mean, that usually sells the best on their system, so I don't think they're worried about, you know, having a big game in November, but...
Sure. Well, I mean, I don't think that they're going to actually... I mean, I don't think it's logical to release Halo now. I'm just thinking from a E3 perspective, what... They have to pull something out, don't they?
I've heard
they say, we have Halo, and it's available next September. I don't think that's a big announcement.
No. Not big enough for this year, at least.
Well,
what do you think is going to happen?
Me?
Yes.
I think it's possible that they will release or announce a Alan Wake sequel, because they have said they're going to do more stuff with it. I know that the sales were disappointing, but there's a lot of really good fans of it.
Yeah. Well, from what I've heard, they're talking about a downloadable pseudo-sequel type game. That seems about right for the amount of success that game had. You know, they'll... Mm-hmm. Follow up with it, reuse some assets, and not make a big risk by pushing a big retail title out. But I feel like if they come out, they say, you know, Gears is coming out in September, We have Dance Central 2, and then maybe, you know what, add Skype functionality to 360. Like, I don't think that's what they need out of the show. And they've already done the console revision last year. They've already done the price drop. They could price drop again, but I mean, I feel like the hardcore 360 crowd really does need something to make this year interesting.
I think they need either a bunch of big new games, maybe new IPs that they've never done before, because they don't have as many IPs as Sony or Nintendo does, or they need to announce a new system of some kind.
Yeah, they could do a new IP. That would be the next logical step. I mean, Peter Molyneux, he could come out and say something about a new Fable or just something he's been working on. You know,
Fable, really?
Why not? You know, still sell.
I'm still recovering from the last Fable.
he said that he has already planned out all the way through Fable 5 after he released Fable 2.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know if we'll hear about new Fable 2 next year if it even happens. You know, I'm sure he'll come out with something. Maybe something Kinect related. Maybe we'll see the resurfacing of Milo or something using that technology.
Star Wars Old Republic playable on 360.
Would you want an MMO playable on a console? I mean, I know they've had that some with the PS3 with some of the Sony Online stuff, but it hasn't seemed that successful. Do you think that an MMO works on a console?
I think it can. I think that for the 360, it would have to use Xbox Live in order to be able to compete at all, because the Final Fantasy XI experiment was a debacle. But yeah, I think it could work, especially since everyone that has a 360 pretty much has a headset.
That's true. But earlier you said if they unveiled a new system. Now let me ask this, and I think I know the answer. What do you think the chances are that they'll announce a portable?
A portable?
Yeah.
Ooh, I would love a Microsoft portable, but I don't know that they want to go. I don't know if they want to go that route.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say 3%, 3.5% maybe.
I mean,
maybe 5%.
They could look at what Sony's been doing with their portables, and I mean, unless Microsoft has something huge they could do with a portable system like similar to what Nintendo's been doing, I don't think they could just like sell another. Hey, this is an expensive handheld that can play a console experience on the go. That didn't really work out for the PSP, and I'm sure we'll talk about the NGP in a little bit, but I just don't see that being a big success for them if they go for it.
Yeah, they'd have to fit somewhere in between Nintendo and Sony on price point, definitely.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've always thought it could be interesting if they unveiled a portable that essentially ran Windows. It could have optimized games for the system, but then possibly could just run Windows apps. I mean, at that point, you're basically just getting down to a tablet, but just having, like, a consoleized experience, kind of like, I mean, I know they're doing, with PlayStation, doing the PlayStation-certified Xperia Play-type phone thing. But I always thought it would be interesting. I don't think they're going to go there.
Well, Microsoft already has a phone platform. They have Windows Phone 7, and I don't know how successful that's been, but they've been releasing some things for it. And I think if we're going to see anything from Microsoft in the handheld space, it'll be more focused on that. But I just don't see an entirely new device coming from them.
Yeah, me either. Well, it's fun to think about though.
Can we agree though that if they concentrate on the Windows Phone 7 at all, then this year is considered a failure for them?
Mm. Yeah. Maybe. I don't know. I think Microsoft is the biggest mystery. I mean,
definitely. I think we know a little more about the other two.
Yeah.
And, with that, let's take a break and come back and talk about the other two.
You're listening to the Snack Bar Games Podcast. Find us on the web at snackbar-games.com.
All right, we're back, and now we're going to talk about Sony. Clearly, the next generation portable is going to be their focus at this year's show. We're going to finally get a name so I can stop calling it the next generation portable. We'll probably get a price, we'll probably get a release date, maybe a couple launch lineup games. So what do you guys think about that?
I think it'll be the PSP too. I don't know why they're keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they can name it whatever. I'm just thinking, you know, what do you think about that as a system? Are you excited about that as a concept? Andrew, I know you're not that big into handhelds.
Well, here's the thing. I mentioned this during Microsoft's thing, but, I mean, having a portable that just plays the same kind of experience you get on a console, but on a portable, is not exciting to me at all. The reason you play portables is to get that kind of differing experience from the console games you play. That's why the iPhone is so popular now, and iOS games are so popular. I think trying to emulate that, like trying to get Uncharted on the next Sony handhelds. I'm just gonna pop in Uncharted 3 when that comes out instead.
Yeah, well, it seems like with the NGP, they're trying to do kind of a best of both worlds thing. Like they're like, here's Uncharted, here's Killzone in your system for all the people that like the PSP. But they're also putting in all those touch controls and things like that. Like they were showing off this game called Little Deviants at the conference, where you know you use the back touchpad to kind of push into the world, and it seemed like a very mobile concept game that could only be done on that system. And it seems like they're trying that, at least.
Yeah, that's the one thing that's interesting about that system, but I don't know. It's the PSP, too. I mean, it's probably going to do about as well as the PSP did, depending on the price. I don't know. I have no reason to be excited about it, personally. But
yeah, Sean, you're a recent convert to the PSP crowd. What do you think about the NGP?
It will depend on the games, as always. Me.
Yeah.
If all they do is recreate the console experience, but it's a series that I like, in other words, good RPGs, then I will probably pick one up. But if all they have is action, shooter, console ports of that type of stuff, then I will probably ignore it for 5 years like I did the PSP.
Yeah. Well, rumors just came out, you know, when they had the announcement, they were kind of showing off the features. But they didn't really say that much about, you know, the portable's power and how much it could do. Rumors are just coming out about them possibly bumping down the specs from what it was supposed to be, 512 megs of RAM down to 256, and getting rid of the internal storage to try to save costs and get the cost down. And the current rumor is that the system will have tiered pricing with a Wi-Fi only model for $250 and a 3G one for $350. Is that a price point you think would appeal, or do you think that's all rumor, or what are your thoughts on that?
I think $250 it'll sell.
Yeah, I mean it's the same price as the 3DS. It doesn't have the 3D technology, but it's got, you know, it's probably going to look, if they downres it, it's probably going to look at least as good as the 3DS, if not a little better. I don't know. I mean, I still am under the belief it'll do as well as the PSP did.
Yeah, I'm just I'm always wary about bumping a system specs down at the beginning. I know why they're doing it. A lot of the reason they've had trouble this generation with the PS3 was because it was really expensive at launch, and it's gotten affordable now. But it took a long time to really get to that point where it was an equal option. But if they start out with a weaker system, then they're going to have the same sorts of problems that, well, for example, like the 360 has now with multi-platform games where, you know, for example, in L.A. Noire, you know, the PS3 is capable of doing all these, you know, lighting effects and things like that in real time that just the 360 can't quite pull off. And so if you're buying a multi-platform game, that's definitely something to consider. But just generally when a system starts out not so powerful, for cost reasons, it's not very good, you know, 3 or 4 years down the road.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, I know why they're doing it, but I don't know. I mean, they were originally like, so excited about the graphical capabilities of it when it was first. I mean, they didn't go into a lot of specs, but they said that they could emulate the PS3 experience on a handheld, and that seemed to be the big selling point, aside from the little things like the touchpad in the back. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know if they would be willing to kind of go away from that all of a sudden. I mean, I know they want it to sell better, but aside from that, I don't know. seemed like they were so amped up about that at first. Yeah.
I think it's still going to be very close to that, if not that, but it'll be interesting to see what sort of shortcuts developers have to take to get it to fit in there. Mm-hmm. But enough about the NGP. Sony has a really, really packed holiday season already. You know, they're releasing Uncharted 3. They have Twisted Metal. You know, they're bringing out Resistance 3 in the late summer. A lot more. And clearly they're going to make some more announcements. What do you think about the PS3's lineup this year? Let's start with you, Sean.
It looks, from what I hear, it's possibly the best launch lineup, or launch, not launch, best lineup of games I've seen for one system in one year in a long time. It's got something for pretty much everyone. And that's just the exclusives, not including the multi-platforms like Mass Effect 3 and Elder Scrolls.
Yeah. And though unfortunately Mass Effect 3, you know, is in the holiday season the same way that, say, for example, Ocarina of Time 3DS is in the launch window of the 3DS, you know, releasing, what, Q1 sometime next year, which I'm fine with because it's really packed this year. I mean, personally, I'm really excited about Twisted Metal.
Me too. Yeah, I'm right there with you.
I mean, I know Uncharted 3 is like this, you know, big behemoth that's going to be amazing, but I definitely know I'm going to spend a lot more time with Twisted Metal, playing a lot with friends, playing a lot online, at least some. I really hope that they flesh out a lot of those multiplayer experiences. But I'm really excited about that. Andrew, what are your thoughts on the lineup?
It's really impressive. It's like the polar opposite of what Microsoft has going. And, you know, like you said, they could announce more. We don't know if they have anything up their sleeves. Even if they announce something, you know,
it could.
I think they'll focus in terms of new game announcements. They'll probably focus on stuff for the NGP. But I mean, we could get at least one surprise announcement. You know, we could see. I mean, last year they had the whole Valve thing. They had Gabe Newell walk up on stage. You think we're going to see something like that this year? We're going to have some person you never thought you'd see walk up on a Sony stage, actually come up on a Sony stage.
Do you think it could be possibly Cliffy B?
Sure, why not?
You know? I get this feeling, you know. You know, they're working on something multi-platform, and we don't know what it is. The only thing that makes me think that's not going to happen, and that's been rumored a little bit, is that, you know, it's so close to the Gear 3 launch that maybe Epic just wants to shut up.
they might not want to take away from the Gears 3 stuff. But, I mean, Cliffy B could be a good possibility. I mean, they could, just having, like, the Bungie logo appear on a screen at the Sony press conference, say, oh, yeah, Bungie's new game's coming to our system. Just that's all you need, you know.
Right.
That would be
interesting. I mean, that's already confirmed, and Bungie said they're not announcing anything this year.
But
that could be a head fake.
Yeah, exactly. It could, you know, I doubt we'll actually see anything from the game, but just hearing about it at Sony's press conference would be really interesting.
Definitely.
Just to remind everyone, by the way, we will have a Bungie game.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there are two platforms Sony is still running that we haven't talked about yet. There's the Move, which I'm not sure if they're going to abandon completely. It seems like they could do that if they want to at this conference, focus on their big lineup and focus on the NGP and kind of let that fade. But do you think they're going to give up, or do you think they're going to try to pull something out, make a big deal out of Sorcery? What are your thoughts on that?
I would say I wouldn't be surprised if Sorcery is flat out canceled. They just don't mention it at all. I mean, I would think we would have heard something about it by now. It seemed like the one Sony Move exclusive that everyone was actually kind of interested in, even if it didn't look amazing.
Right. It seems like an actual game as opposed to, you know, either a Wii Sports clone or, for some reason, you may want to control your FPS with the Move.
I don't know. I mean, we could hear about a couple of other games, but I just get the feeling that they're kind of going to brush it off and be like, oh, yeah, we had that. You know, hey, here, look at the NGP.
Yeah. No, I definitely could see them doing that. And I think the way you'd start to notice that they're doing that while you watch the conference is if they start making a really big deal out of, say, Ratchet and Clank All for One, and maybe, you know, throw up some music game stuff or some casual NGP stuff. If they start trying to appeal to, you know, families and general consumers with stuff that isn't the Move, I think it's done.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
And then we have to factor in 3D stuff too. Do you think they're going to be pushing 3D pretty hard again this year?
Oh, they have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that's. I mentioned this earlier. Sony makes 3D TVs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, as much as the PlayStation is a big part of their business now, they make 3D TVs, and it's a lot like, you know, big companies that own television stations. They, you know, they'll push this or that just to make the other 90% of their business look more valuable. They're going to continue to put 3D in everything that moves.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard really positive things about Uncharted 3 in 3D. I've heard that's like the one game that might convince people, like, hey, 3D might be the future, or at least part of the future.
Right. It seems like with most of these games, it's pretty tacked on. Mm-hmm. Just kind of like, oh, well, we're releasing this game, we better put 3D in it. There have been a couple that weren't like that. Like, I know MLB 11, when I tried it out in 3D, it was one of those things where they'd really designed, you know, the pitching batting interface, so where it's a lot more immersive and helpful to, like, know where the ball is. It's a lot easier to hit and things like that. But with, you know, kind of a hardcore adventure like an Uncharted, then I really think that would be interesting. I don't know. We'll just have to see how that comes out. Now, before we move on, how much of a mention do you think the PSP is going to get at this?
They're going to mention it when they say, oh yeah, we're bringing out all these PSP games to the PS3, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Because they have Monster Hunter coming out in Japan for the PS3, and HD, I don't know if it's a remake or just a port.
It seems that the way they're doing it is it's a port that they upscale the visuals, but it's entirely the same game, so you can play multiplayer with PSPs.
Yeah.
Which is an interesting concept. I don't know how big that's going to be outside of Japan. But,
yeah, I mean, I can
get
see
the
it.
Feeling that they're not going to spend any time at this conference about the PSP, because if you notice, the last few days, they've been announcing little PSP projects, kind of getting them out of the way before E3, like they announced the new Invisimals.
Yeah.
You know, that could have very easily been like a PSP reel for 15 minutes as part of their conference, like, here are the games that are coming out, and they may still do that.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure they'll have, you know, Sony loves their montages and whatnot.
Yeah.
So they'll have some little, like, brief one-minute thing about, hey, here's these couple of PSP games we got coming out. Don't worry, it still exists.
Yeah. Well, I do hope they spend a little bit of time on it, just because I want to see Valkyria Chronicles 3 stateside.
We'll
see. I don't want that to be a victim of the console switchover. But we'll see.
You don't think they'd port it to the NGP?
I mean, it's already out in Japan as a PSP game, where that matters the most. We've seen things like that from Nintendo, like, for example, when they released Animal Crossing on N64, but it was in the late generation, so they ported it to the GameCube, and then they released an enhanced version for the GameCube over in Japan. But I can't see, you know, such a small title like Valkyria Chronicles do that. That said, digital titles for PSP are going to be playable on the NGP, so they could just release it that way.
Yeah, that's true.
Before we move on, Sony's got a lot going at this conference. Yikes. Before we move on, the whole PSN debacle. Now, as we're recording this, the PlayStation Store is still not up. I'm hoping it will be by the time we run this episode. But it's cutting it really close, and it's really been a PR nightmare. Do you think it's going to get that much of a mention at the conference? Do you think they're going to joke about it? Do you think they're going to just come out and be as serious as humanly possible for 3.5 hours? What do you think's going to happen?
I mean, I think they're going to mention it. I think I don't know if they're going to treat it, they're going to have a joke about it or what, but it's going to be mentioned, and it'll probably be the last time it'll be mentioned, because, I mean, it just feels like they need to mention it. They just need to say, hey, yeah, we recognize what we did wrong, etc. I heard people talking, like, in other podcasts I listen to, other sites I read, people are talking about how they should bring out Kevin Butler, have him take the blame for it, and then just fire him. Just be done with the Kevin Butler thing, because it's kind of run its course. I don't know. I don't see them doing much with it, just aside from acknowledging it and then moving on.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't see them spending much time on it, but how they react to it will depend on whether they actually have the store up or not, I think.
Yeah, well, if they don't have it up by the time they take the stage, that's going to be a nightmare of even more epic proportions.
Yeah.
And the elephant in the room.
There's no way. Anyway, all right, so that's Sony, which seems to be the most going on at this year's E3, if not the most important.
At least some we know about.
Yeah. Let's take another break. When we come back, we'll talk Nintendo. We're back, and we're going to talk Nintendo. Project Cafe, let's get this out of the way. Clearly, this is going to be the big announcement. We've talked a little about the, you know, what this thing could possibly be, but let's talk a little bit more about what we're expecting from E3. What kind of information do you think we'll have by the time this is over?
We'll know, apparently it's going to be playable, so there's that. We'll know exactly what the controller is going to be, exactly what kind of games they want to make for it. I doubt we'll get a release date or a price. We might get like, oh, it's coming in early 2012 or late 2012 or what. We'll get that, but I don't know.
Yeah.
That's about it, really. We'll know what games are going to be worked on, at least maybe working titles. We're going to get Mario Kart, whatever, you know, Zelda, maybe something Zelda.
Yeah.
I mean, they only have Skyward Sword, but...
I would be surprised if they were showing off the Mario Kart on the system, just because they are working on Mario Kart for 3DS right now, so that may be one...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
They'll probably just say...
Definitely a new Mario or, you know, probably a new Mario.
Yeah, that seems likely.
Though they could totally break it out and show the new Pokemon on there. That would be... You know,
yeah.
Fans have been clamoring for a console actual sequel, and... If it is like a, you know, screen in the controller, let's show off the casual nature of this thing, that would probably be the best way to sell it to people.
That's true.
Yeah. What are your thoughts, Sean?
Oh, man. I have so many thoughts on this. It's...
Fire away.
First, I think that there's no need major third-party support at E3 for the Project Cafe, or else people are just going to think, well, no matter how powerful it is, it's just another Wii, as far as the hardcore crowd is concerned.
Yeah, well, it seems like they've learned their lesson. They may have even gone a little too far in the other direction with the 3DS, where they kind of let third parties have the launch title, you know. Clearly Street Fighter was the big thing at launch, and then, you know, it didn't really work out well for Nintendo to not have a big marquee title there to sell the system. Maybe if third parties had gotten used to it, maybe the stuff that's still being made, maybe the Metal Gear Solid, maybe the Resident Evil, maybe that's what they need. But I do think this is going to be one of those things where they really do cater to third parties. I just don't know if that's the announcement that they're making now. I think they need to get some momentum behind the system by announcing their stuff.
You think that'll be next E3 when they focus on third party stuff?
Well, it depends on when they release this in 2012.
Yeah.
Now, I think a holiday season is the best time to release a console.
Pretty much, yeah.
But the reason we found out about this was due to the financial reports from the end of their last fiscal year in March. And their numbers were down. I think if they're trying to keep their stock price high, they're going to try to release it around the same time next year that they release the 3DS this year, like a March release, to get those numbers on the financial statement. I don't know if that would be the best launch. In fact, it's probably not. But I wouldn't be surprised if they're trying to play catch-up with their stakeholders.
That could be. I don't know. It seems like anything but a holiday launch for consoles is kind of doomed from the start. What was the last console that didn't release, that didn't get a holiday release, like actual console, not a handheld, was the Saturn, I think. I think it was the Saturn, and that didn't end well for that system. I could be wrong about that, but I'm pretty sure it was the Saturn.
Dreamcast released in...
Oh yeah, Dreamcast, that was September.
September, yeah.
So,
I mean, that sort of thing has happened before, and definitely they've released, you know, portables in March and June, and those have gone fine.
Yeah, that's true.
in a way, maybe it's best to get that launch, get that, you know, that weak first lineup there, and then have, you know, a decent, robust lineup for the holidays and have their supply issues worked out by then.
Well, there's the thing. I mean, do we really want another 3DS launch for the next Nintendo console, like another kind of weak launch, and then having to wait a good month or two for the big games? I mean, I can see that backfiring on them again.
Yeah, I think that's really the question of how long have these developers had the system? Because if they've been working on games for like a year now, then they're totally going to be able to have decent launch titles for, you know, next March, or, I mean, definitely next November, but next March, they could do that. Mm-hmm. It depends on whether they've had it for that long or if they've had it since, you know, February.
Especially if what Ubisoft's president said is true, and that it'll be easy to port PS3 360 games to it.
Yeah, we could definitely see the kind of launch that, say, the Xbox had. I remember when that came out, it had a lot of, you know, enhanced ports of this or that, like an enhanced Tony Hawk and an enhanced Dead or Alive. That was kind of what they had.
Uh-huh.
And that was an interesting stopgap. We've seen some of that with the 3DS, like, you know, the port of Rayman and, you know, ports of a couple other games. Yeah, Street Fighter. So that's definitely a possibility that they could take a game they've already pretty much made and move it over. I don't know if that's, you know, an appealing thing. I definitely could see that happening, but I'm not sure we'll hear about that this year.
No. Maybe at TGS. The only reason I can see for Nintendo to do an early year relaunch next year is if they really think that Microsoft's going to try to compete with them that fall with a new system. If they
don't think that's possible, then
I think they would go for a holiday launch like they usually do for the systems.
Yeah. Well, and we'll definitely see.
I was just going to mention about the third parties. I think we'll probably see that huge splash screen of, like, here are all of the big publishers and developers working with us, like they did with the 3DS and like they did with the Wii, you know.
Yeah. No, I mean,
see that at the least.
We could probably script a lot of the actual Nintendo conference, you know, 10 minutes of sales numbers, and then first they announce whatever, you know, Wii casual title they'll have this year. They, you know, they bring out Bill Trennan to shoot basketball. Yeah, I mean, we can figure that out. There's definitely going to be that screen. There's clearly that screen with all the third-party logos on it.
Yep.
But, yeah, Miyamoto makes an appearance because they realized every year Miyamoto made an appearance, they got a better reaction, so now he's just going to be there every year.
He's gonna show off Skyward Sword again, and it's actually going to work well this time.
Yeah. That was unfortunate.
It was.
But
it was kind of sad.
Crazy, I know the crazy amount of signals in there. And as much as it's a joke, you know, turn off your Wi-Fi, like, when there are 450 signals coming in, I mean, there's no way any technology is going to work correctly.
Yeah, that's a shame.
But definitely this year, I think we're clearly going to see Miyamoto coming out with the 3DS version of Super Mario. There's no reason that they'd show that logo at GDC if they didn't have something to show by E3. Otherwise, they would have held that announcement, hey, there's going to be a new Mario. That would be a big announcement this year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, but that's going to take up a lot of their time. But then, you know, they still have to support the 3DS, and they still have to support the Wii. Let's go ahead and get the Wii out of the way, because I feel like this is going to happen very quickly. They have Skyward Sword. They basically have nothing else.
The other, there's supposedly a Kirby game. That was that GameCube Kirby game that never came out, coming to the Wii now, supposedly.
Right. Which I want to play, but
I want to play too. But yeah, aside from those two, I mean, I think the Wii is basically going to become Skyward Sword is going to be their huge holiday game, unless the whole thing about, you know, the whole thing happens where they port it to the Project Cafe and I don't think that'll go over well. But
such a Wii title.
Yeah, it is. But yeah, so it'll come out for the Wii this holiday, and then after that, they'll focus on their handheld stuff until the next system comes out, and then they'll price drop the Wii, probably to super cheap. Yeah, I think by next year, sometime next year, it'll be $100. And
I think they're going to go $129 first. I
don't know.
Knowing Nintendo, they went, you know, $199, $179, $169, $149. You know, they're kind of working their way down.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, either way, it's gonna drop steadily in price over the next couple of years to the point where it'll be their PS2. You know, they'll have the occasional third party game for it that'll appeal to the casual audience in it. It'll just try to keep the sales going for that system while they support the more hardcore guys with the new system.
Of course, I mean, you mentioned the Kirby game.
Yeah.
It seems like in the history of Nintendo, the sign of the end of the console generation is a Kirby game.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, every time a system dies, after it dies, they release a Kirby game.
Kirby Air Ride
was, I guess, the GameCube one, though they really had an actual Kirby coming later, but Air Ride didn't hit until, what, 2005?
2004, I think it was.
Late 04, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're having the new Kirby for the DS.
Actually, I think you could...
Came out in Japan now.
You could say that Zelda is kind of that way, too, because Majora's Mask came out for the N64 about what was it, 2000, I think?
Yeah. There's definitely some of that. And then there was the Twilight Princess.
Twilight Princess. Yeah. So, I mean,
look back at, say, Kirby's Dream Land 3, mm-hmm. and, you know, that released, well into the N64 launch, and so no one really played it, but that's a great game.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's interesting to see where that gets placed. Mm-hmm. Now, do you think that they're going to localize the last story in Xenoblade and that they're going to announce them this year? Those have been on their release lists for multiple years in a row now, but it seems like at this point they need to announce a release or it's not happening.
Yeah, I mean, I would agree with that. It's either, they're either going to say something about both of those games coming to the U.S. this year or they're not going to say anything at all about them. Xenoblade seems to be obvious because it's coming to Europe. I get the feeling it'll get a U.S. release. I don't know about the last story, but I don't know. If anything, it'll be Xenoblade for those games.
Yeah. What do you think?
If they do, it'll double the number of games they have coming out for the Wii this year.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And there's also, this is kind of weird because it's going to be coming out in Japan at a weird time, but there's Dragon Quest X. Is worked on right now, and it's going to be coming out in Japan.
Completely forgot about that one.
Yeah.
I think everyone completely forgot about that in the Western Hemisphere.
But
they can't not release that in the United States. That has to happen. Yeah.
Dragon Quest IX did surprisingly well. I mean, Nintendo published it, and they put a lot of marketing behind it, and it did well for a RPG.
Yeah, well, I mean, not only that, that was just a great game, and I say this as, you know, the person least enamored with the Dragon Quest series as a whole. Dragon Quest IX was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can see that.
First Dragon Quest game, too.
I can see that being, I don't know when it's coming out in Japan. It might be this year, but hopefully we'll see that coming out in the U.S., because I don't want that to get kind of forgotten about because it's coming out so late in the Wii's life cycle.
Yeah. Well, yeah, so, I mean, that's... Talking about the Wii's kind of depressing because it's like, you know, it's terminal.
Yeah, this is probably the last year we'll hear about it.
But on a brighter note, the 3DS, there was a lot of stuff that was announced. Games we know they're working on. We know they're working on a Mario Kart. We know they're working on a Paper Mario, which I think Sean and I are particularly excited about.
I
don't know what they're actually going to release this year. I mean, I'm kind of surprised that they're putting all this behind the Super Mario game, which makes me think it's coming out soon, when they could clearly have gotten a holiday by putting out, you know, Mario Kart, and, you know, they could have waited a year for a Mario game, but I feel like all this movement's going to be toward releasing something this year.
Well, yeah. I know that there's a Harvest Moon game coming out for the 3DS, of course.
Ah, yes, and Harvest Moon. That's the Megaton of the year.
And isn't there supposed to be a Professor Layton game coming out on it as well?
Ah, yes. Yeah, that's already out in Japan, so I'm hoping we do see that soon, and I hope we do see the Phoenix Wright-Layton crossover. I don't know which one we're going to get first, but...
Probably,
I hope we get both of them.
Yeah.
I just don't know when.
Yeah.
And, I mean...
Honestly, I also want the next Ace Attorney investigation, too, but I have no idea how likely that is to happen either.
In terms of releases, though, they have Ocarina of Time coming out right after E3, right? Isn't that the 24th of June?
I think so, yeah.
And then Kid Icarus is the summer as well. And then I also have Star Fox, which they've been kind of sitting on So
yeah, Star Fox has to be ready, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It's just like the simplest port. They definitely didn't put all the work into it that they put into Zelda, like remaking everything. That's clearly just a port. It's just running essentially, you know, the original code on there.
Exactly.
So clearly that's ready. They're just waiting to fill a gap. I really think they should have put that out at launch, you know.
Oh, yeah.
They wanted Pilot Wings. And it's a little bit of an overlap with Pilot Wings, maybe. I don't know. They just wanted people to buy Steel Diver, and
I'm sure Steel Diver had a huge mass market appeal.
Steel Diver is like the new Nintendox.
Of course.
Everyone owns it. Don't you own it? I own it.
Yeah, I own it. I don't even have a 3DS. I just have a copy sitting here.
Right. I know Chris Steel owns Diver it.
Yeah, Chris reviewed it for us, but yeah. I mean, he liked it a lot, but it just
seems to be a love or hate game.
Yeah, well, it has the same kind of, I don't know, it has the same appeal as, say, like a flight simulator, but just not that depth. So
because it's a submarine game, but
I was going to say that's like kind of ironic, too.
I think I made about 17 puns putting that thing on a site and editing it, but
yeah.
I kind of got those out of my system.
I couldn't help it.
Yeah, no, it's fine. But yeah, so Nintendo, do we think we're going to have any, you know, surprises, anything that they just haven't announced at all that you think they're going to pull out this year?
Pokemon Gray.
Yeah. Why not? There's that. I don't know. I mean,
which I will buy.
I think they're just going to focus on actually releasing all of those games they teased us with last year, right? Like you mentioned, the Mario Kart, the basically all the games with Mario in the title. And then the Animal Crossing game, you know, the other ones they've been sitting on, like Star Fox, Kid Icarus. I don't know if we'll see. Maybe we'll see a big announcement for something next year. Maybe a Metroid. That would be cool. 2D Metroid, but in 3D. Yeah, that's confusing, but it makes sense.
2D 3D as opposed to a 3D 2D one. Yes.
Yeah. Exactly.
The last one was a 3D 2D one. This is a 2D 3D one.
Yep.
Yes. They should say that at the conference. That will help.
Yeah, clear everything up.
The last thing I can think of is them finally announcing the launch titles for the 3DS Shop.
Oh, yeah.
Which I think everyone's completely forgotten about at this point.
Isn't that...
It's going live the day before the conference. So
really?
Yeah, and I mean, I think we know they're going to have Link's Awakening, and they're going to have Super Mario Land.
And they're
going to
have Excitebike 3D.
And they're not going to have Mega Man Legends 3 Prototype.
No, that was delayed.
But yeah,
you know it's a bad sign for your game when your prototype version was delayed. So who knows what's going on with that?
No one's going to mention Gran Turismo right here. This is okay. That'll be interesting to see what they actually do, and Sean and I will be there watching, making Reggie jokes. That will happen. All right. We will let you know how that goes, and you can watch the stream online and see if you randomly see us in the crowd, because that will be why you'd watch, right? Yes.
Of course.
I'll be next to the guy with the red hair.
Yes. All right. One more break, and we'll quickly go through some third-party stuff. Stick around. Okay, so we talked about Microsoft, we talked about Sony, we talked about Nintendo. Now let's talk about some third-party stuff. There's some big stuff coming out this year that we know about, some stuff we think we know about, some stuff we don't know about. We'll start with you, Sean. What are you excited about from third parties?
Mostly, it's got to be Skyrim and Mass Effect 3. I'm excited about getting a chance to touch those before most people do.
Yeah, We'll see how that goes, or at least see them. Bethesda is really overprotective about a lot of their stuff. You know, really wants to show you things. And then trolls are kind of the last part they think of. They really want to make it look epic first. And I don't blame them.
I don't blame them either. It has to be epic to follow up Oblivion, and I think it's going to.
Yeah, well, that makes an interesting point. Oblivion was good for its time, but technology has really progressed since then, and I know we've seen a little bit of them making everything look really nice in number 5 here. But I'm wondering if they're going to update the gameplay in a way that actually matters. You know, we've had a whole console generation, essentially, of, you know, updating the whole open world technology. We've had a lot of facial animation stuff. You know, really, I haven't seen much from Bethesda that shows that they've updated how you play this game, even if it's going to be gorgeous.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that it's going to be gorgeous, and I will play it.
Fair enough.
I'm also excited about Square Enix's lineup. They have the new Deus Ex coming out. They have Dungeon Siege and another Final Fantasy. And those are all right up my alley.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see a lot of the stuff they're working on right now. They have, you know, IP that has come out before, but it's kind of a new spin on things. Dungeon Siege, you know, Obsidian's working on it. Really none of the same people are involved for the first two, but it's a Dungeon Siege game. It's hard to expect that. Deus Ex, you know, it's not even really the same game at all. But it could be an interesting game. It's just hard to know what to expect with these sequels that aren't really sequels.
Yeah, and the last two things that I'm probably somewhat interested in are the King's Quest remake, and also Knots just has to be mentioned because it's awesome sounding.
Yeah, we're definitely going to check out Awesome Knots at the show. you know, I think that's one of the developers we just kind of love around here. You know, because we loved the original De Blob, even as the student project PC game. They didn't develop the original console versions or the sequel, but they came up with the concept, and that was cool. And then Swords and Soldiers was a really interesting game that really showed they knew how to put together a game with a small team but still make it look polished. Awesome Knots, it definitely will depend on the modes, but it's this interesting arena battle game with a lot of focus on online play, and it really could be, you know, it could be our next obsession. So we'll see how that turns out. King's Quest, I don't know how much we're going to find out about King's Quest, because Telltale is showing off a lot of things this year. They're showing off Jurassic Park. They're showing off The Walking Dead. They're showing off the final episode of Back to the Future, which I think they were holding just so they could talk about Back to the Future at E3. You know, they have a lot of projects going right now. But I do think they're going to start saying things about King's Quest. And it will be interesting to see if they are just going to make another Sam and Max game like they did with Monkey Island, where it's just kind of, well, okay, you just put, you know, the King's Quest world into the Sam and Max engine.
I would be perfectly happy with that, because I'm a pretty big King's Quest fan myself.
Yeah.
Or at least I was, but yeah.
Yeah, I hope with King's Quest, though, more than the rest of these games, its charm was really in its presentation. So I'm hoping that, you know, whereas they're going way far away from what they usually do with Jurassic Park, with King's Quest, I hope they go even more back to, like, you know, old style and make it just a little more retro than what they usually do.
Yeah, that'd be cool. I think I could see that happening, hopefully.
Yeah, if they just make it generic fantasy, I'm going to not be happy.
Yeah. Do you remember King's Quest 8?
Which exactly. I think proves your point.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. I kind of stopped around, can't remember if I played 6, but I definitely played through 5.
Yeah, 5 and 6 were like the pinnacle of the series, and it kind of went downhill from there.
Yeah. But it'll be interesting to see, you know, everything that comes out of Telltale is at least good. It's not always great. They've put a couple things out that are just a little strange. Wallace and Gromit, for example. I like Wallace and Gromit. It was still funny, but as far as the game, it wasn't great. But Puzzle Agent, which they've already announced the sequel to, which is nice. Puzzle Agent could be interesting.
Puzzle Agent, I think outside of maybe the first season of Sam and Max, I think Puzzle Agent is my favorite thing they've done. even though it wasn't technically them, it was more of a side thing.
Right.
But
well, it was them, but...
Well, yeah, it was, but it wasn't their main, it wasn't a main right. project for them. But, I mean, it was just such an impressive game. It was kind of a telltale take on Professor Layton.
Which is fine with me, because
yeah, exactly.
There's not enough Professor Layton.
No, not at all. Yeah.
All right. Well, those are the things you're excited about, Sean. How about you, Andrew?
There are so many games I'm excited about. It would take an extra hours to go through them all, so I'm just gonna cut it short.
Okay.
Kind of breeze through them. We mentioned Mass Effect 3. Really excited about that. I really don't want them to let us down like they kind of did with Dragon Age 2. But I think them taking the additional time to work on is kind of their way of letting us know we're not gonna screw this one up, or at least I hope it is. You mentioned Square. I think I'm pretty sure that they were announced to be the ones publishing Dead Island. Which seems like a really interesting project. Seems like it's kind of Dead Rising meets Borderlands in a way, and I'm all for that because I love Borderlands. I enjoy some things about Dead Rising, so it just seems like a really interesting game. Batman Arkham City. I'm super excited about that.
Yeah, that seems like a solid double down the middle. I'm not sure it's going to impress anyone, but it's definitely going to be as good a game as the first. So,
I hope so. I'm excited to see which character is going to make it in the game. If we see some new characters, rumors are circulating about the Penguin being in it. That would make sense. That seems really cool. I like to say I'm actually going to be excited to see that in action. I want to hear what there's three big developers I want to hear what they're working on. I want to hear what Respawn is working on.
Right.
If we actually do hear about it, I want to hear something from Bungie. They say they're not showing up at E3, but I get the feeling there's going to be something, some mention of it. And I really want to hear what Insomniac's next project is.
Right. I think we could definitely see a lot of this. And you mentioned Respawn. I wouldn't be surprised if maybe Respawn made their announcement at the Sony event. Because. You know, Infinity Ward, as it used to be with Activision, they had all these, you know, I mean, it was always multi-platform, but they had these deals with Microsoft for DLC and early releases and things like that. I wouldn't be surprised if Sony tried to, you know, buddy up with the Respawn guys.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, and another thing is they have, because Call of Duty's always showing on the Microsoft stage, so that'd be a perfect balance. But also, EA has an unannounced shooter they're going to be showing, so it could be either a Respawn's game or what Insomniac is working on. I think it's going to be one of the two.
That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah. I think, I guess, final thing would probably be, I'm going to go for something a little smaller here, but I think I'm going to really talk about the new Twisted Metal, because we mentioned it earlier, but...
A little smaller, Twisted Metal, the little indie project.
Compared to Uncharted and, and Resistance, it's definitely one of the smaller games.
Yeah, well, Sean and I just talked about Awesome Knots, which I'm sure is done by, like, four people.
Yeah,
so.
Okay, well, compared to Awesome Knots, it's a huge game, yes. But I mean, it's not going to be as noteworthy as Uncharted for a lot of people. But for me, someone who always grew up with Twisted Metal, I'm just so excited. The last really good Twisted Metal game we got, I think the last... Twisted Metal game we got, period, was Black. No, we had the PSP one.
Yeah, we had Head-On, which was basically Black again.
Yeah.
It ran on the same engine, it had the same cars,
It was just, you know, Twisted Metal Black on a handheld, which was fine by me. But yeah, Twisted Metal Black was amazing. It's being made by a lot of the same guys, David Jaffe, they have flying vehicles now. I don't know, it just seems like, I really hope they step it up. I really hope it's not just another Twisted Metal game.
Right, I hope so.
At the same time,
going back and playing the original games, you know, that is a series that has not aged well at all.
Yeah.
It's really fun to play then, but you really need a new version of that game to be fun again.
I want them to take what was great about Twisted Metal and kind of bring it into this new console generation in a way that will appeal to a wider audience, which I think is what they're going for, but we'll see what it looks like at E3.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to talk about, but there's more.
I mean, you guys have mostly covered what I'm looking forward to most, but, I mean, you guys both know me. I'm most excited by whatever it is we don't know about yet.
Oh, yeah.
I'm all about that, you know, even if it's not as big a deal. Like, clearly, you know, Cafe is going to be big, NGP is going to be big, these launch games are going to be big. I will be really excited about, you know, like a couple years back, I was really excited about, you know, the Golden Sun announcement and Mario and Luigi and things like that, that clearly not that big a deal, but just because they were a surprise and, you know, there were things I happened to like, that's what I'm looking forward to. I'm looking forward to hearing about a game and then seeing it and just getting all that flood of information at once. I hate this leak thing where you find out the name and then you find out, you know, one piece of concept art. Now I just want to see the game and just get really excited about it.
Yeah, exactly. I really want to see the unknown. Even though it's kind of hard to keep things secret these days in the video game industry, I'm sure there are still a ton of things that we don't know about. So,
yeah,
I hope we hear at least about one or two big announcements from some of the press conferences. So I agree with you on that.
Yep, well, we'll find out soon enough. And stick around with all our E3 coverage in the next couple weeks. And we'll see you guys next time.